purpose was my own personal salvation and the salvation and treasuring of human life. That was in October 1949, when he was 27. 5 months later, he went further, writing on March 1st, 1950, "I want to become and pray to be an earthly prophet." And in a letter to Neil Cassidy in August of that year, he wrote about his conception of a celestial wheel in heaven consisting of crazy steel structures. "My calling is to find out the shape and form of these things so I can know what I'm doing in heaven in my place on the wheel. I don't have to know how it works like Bill Burroughs strives to know, only the shape, the form, the final action. I don't write for artistic reasons at all, because I was made by the sky, no part of this lettuce nature, no part of Western civ either, and sent as an emissary among many emissaries. Many are chosen, few come, to study the shape of the world, and most the shape of the poor mind here. All's in a mind. Mind is all. Not born of the apple womb, but risen from a blind in graves of salt and sand to pipe the message of the dead." The roots of Kerouac's spirituality began much earlier. Raised in a deeply Catholic French-Canadian neighborhood in Lowell, Massachusetts, Jack was steeped in religion, which was radically intensified when, at age 4, his older brother, Gerard, died at age 9 of rheumatic fever. Jack's parents reacted to this tragedy in a way that was typical of French-Canadian families, by declaring Gerard a saint who had been called back to heaven, one who was too good, too pure for this world. Jack grew up hearing stories about Gerard's saintliness, stories he recounted repeatedly in his writing, most notably in his letters to his blood brother, Neil Cassidy, 3 months before the scroll draft of On the Road, and in Visions of Gerard, 5 years later. Jack attended Catholic schools until he was 11, receiving First Holy Communion, attending confession, and serving as an altar boy. There was always a crucifix hanging in his home. He'd visit Lowell's Franco-American Grotto to view the Stations of the Cross, where the story of Jesus' passion was vividly depicted. And he also had visions, seeing the family's statue of Saint Therese turn its head at me. I knew I was haunted, but said nothing. At age 19, in a piece entitled On the Porch, Remembering, Kerouac states that at age 6, he was asking himself, what is there to life? Is there nothing but death to assuage this? Declaring, I was a morbid child, and wondering whether it wouldn't have been better not to be born. In the same piece, he writes that, while looking at the night sky, the mystery of the universe began to augment before me. And sprinkled through Atop an Underwood, the collection of Jack's earliest writings, are many of the ideas that he'd repeat throughout his career. On the one hand, about the wound of living, life's lack of meaning, and the emptiness of existence, and on the other, that life is brief and lovely, and strange and beautiful, yea, as a dream, and that within every being is a spark of the divine. In Concentration, the young narrator, high on beer, declares one night to a group of men in a bar, you too are God, all of you are, but you do not realize it. In all of Kerouac's early works, there's an earnest desire for meaning. In 1943's The Sea Is My Brother, George Everhart complains, my knowledge of life is negative only. I know what's wrong, but I don't know what's good. I'm not saying there is no good. You see, good means perfection to me. George, who is an academic representing one side of 22-year-old Jack's personality, states, I want a life with purpose. While Wesley Martin, an experienced merchant seaman representing Jack's adventurous, wanderlusty side, feels a thrill of anticipation as he's setting off once again, relishing a simple life, a serious life, to make the sea your own, brood your very soul into it, while giving thanks to a God, more a God than any to be found in book-bound, altar-bound religion. In The Haunted Life, Garibed Turian, a.k.a. Sebastian